Sometimes you hear something on WSHU that stays with you all day. A story that changes your perspective, a quiet moment of reflection, a piece of music you didn't know you needed. That's why this station matters. WSHU, news you trust, music you love. This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. The Connecticut is boring narrative, officially outdated, according to the state's social media creators. A conversation on that is coming up. First, a Long Island post office could be named to honor Luis Alvarez. Retiring Connecticut Senate President Martin Looney was praised at a special session. Plus, New York finally has a budget. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. A Long Island post office might get a new name. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports on a bipartisan effort to honor a 9/11 first responder.
A bill in the U.S. House of Representatives would rename an Oceanside post office in honor of the late Luis Alvarez. The former NYPD detective helped clean up the World Trade Center site after the September 11th attacks in 2001. He died in 2019 due to cancer he developed from toxic exposure at Ground Zero. Alvarez's gaunt face became almost ubiquitous alongside comedian Jon Stewart as the pair pushed lawmakers for years to permanently fund health care for 9/11 survivors. Long Island's four House representatives, two Democrats and two Republicans, are co-sponsoring the bill. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
Retiring Connecticut Senate President Martin Looney was praised at a special session convened by his colleagues last night. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
Two governors attended the session. Current Governor Ned Lamont lauded Looney for his legislative achievements for working families while maintaining good relationships across the aisle.
Marty, we're here because we love you. On both sides of the aisle, everything you've done, raising that minimum wage, getting it up from $10 to $17, and in particular, the earned income tax credit, pay people a little more.
Former Governor Daniel Malloy complimented Looney for landmark bipartisan gun laws following the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting and the 2017 bipartisan budget that helped fix years of fiscal crisis.
What you were so good at was not just understanding the importance of a piece of legislation and what it would do for others, but you also then knew how to get it done.
Looney is not seeking re-election this year after a legislative career that spanned more than four decades, 12 years in the House and 34 in the Senate. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
The New York State budget is finally done 8 weeks after it was due. The New York Public News Network's John Campbell has more.
The $268.5 billion spending plan includes many of Governor Hochul's top priorities. That includes a rollback of the state's climate change goals, which the governor says would have hiked prices for consumers. But it's the tardiest state budget since 2010, and the fifth straight on Hochul's watch that's been late. The governor pointed a finger at the legislature.
They have a lot of questions, a lot of changes, and a lot of input. That's part of the process. But I would have been happy to be done April 1st.
Lawmakers say the governor's to blame. They take issue with her cramming policy proposals into budget talks. In Albany, I'm John Campbell for the New York Public News Network.
Is Connecticut boring? Social media influencers are busting that myth. A conversation on that is coming up. The company that runs private planes out of Tweed Airport is suing the town of East Haven. They're upset the town zoning board rejected their plan to store 12,000-gallon tanks of jet fuel at the airport. They say the board didn't have the authority to turn them down. A sixth grader from Sag Harbor has died. Police say the student was on a class trip in the Pocono Mountains when his inflatable raft capsized on the Lehigh River last night. Four other students in the raft were unharmed, and investigation is ongoing. Faculty at Connecticut's state colleges and universities have given a vote of no confidence to the system's current leadership. That comes after two top administrators resigned last month, including the system's interim chancellor, who stepped down amid a sexual harassment scandal involving an employee. Riverhead Town Supervisor Jerry Halpin is proposing an early retirement incentive for town employees. He says the buyout would create a 3% tax reduction for residents in 2027 and create new opportunities for higher pay and career advancement. The next step is a sit-down with union leaders to hash out the details. Connecticut has long battled the reputation of being a little, well, boring. But from shoreline gems to small-town food spots, social media influencers in the state are reframing it as a destination. Haley Eklund is behind the popular Instagram account The Connecticut Life, documenting her travels throughout the state and beyond. I spoke with her about the power of a good post. Right out the gate, I'm going to ask you the big question. Connecticut is a... We're often described through comparison, right, to New York, to Boston, New England in general. So what do you think people misunderstand most about this little state that we love so much?
it's funny because I've been hearing this a lot lately that, you know, I feel that Connecticut is such an underrated New England state. It's always ranked last when people are asked kind of what their favorite New England states are. And I feel like when they think about Connecticut, you always hear that it's a drive-through state or people just come here for the casinos and Mystic and, you know, maybe New Haven pizza. But I think there's just so much more to the state than that. You know, people don't realize that we have so many amazing things to do here. There's a rich arts and culture community. There's a ton of accessible hiking. There's a lot of history. There's great food across the state. There's several award-winning restaurants. And one thing that I really love about living here is how many kind of walkable coastal towns there are. You can really go all around the state and find towns with small businesses, restaurants, and beaches and things to do. And so I think a lot of people don't realize that we have so much of that in Connecticut, and you don't need to go to the bigger cities to find, you know, great museums or great hiking trails, great food. We have a lot of that here in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you from Connecticut originally?
I'm not from Connecticut originally, actually. I'm originally from the Pacific Northwest. That's really kind of how the Connecticut Life was born. I moved here in 2019, and it was, you know, right before COVID. So when COVID hit and we were, you know, stuck inside for so long, I kind of started going on walks and getting outside, you know, in a safe way, and started taking photos of all the different, you know, beaches and hiking trails and walking trails that I was visiting. And that's really how the Connecticut Life was born. I started posting those photos, and then it's kind of evolved and grown from there into, you know, travel around New England, travel around Connecticut, and, you know, restaurants and shops and coffee shops and things to do kind of around the region. I've always been very passionate about small businesses and kind of the coast, the New England coast. And so being able to kind of share all of those places has been really fun and just something I'm really passionate about.
Yeah, very cool. And speaking of which, I mean, how do you think that social media has changed the way people travel in general?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, it's changed how people travel immensely. And even as a consumer of content myself, you know, when I go to a place, I'm immediately searching TikTok or Instagram for that location and seeing kind of what posts are coming up. And so, you know, it's so different these days. And, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But, you know, I think it's awesome to see people's authentic experiences in places and be able to consume kind of a video with all these different locations and a travel itinerary. And I think that's how people go and get their travel inspiration now. I think you can post a reel of a cool hotel and then somebody will be immediately, you know, wanting to visit that hotel. And so it's like, it's so interesting. I think social media has just changed the travel industry immensely. And again, as a consumer myself and somebody that loves to travel around, you know, this area, when I'm looking for recommendations, that's where I start. And I know a lot of people do as well.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be impossible to do anything without checking Instagram first, right? Like, it's totally just like my go-to.
Yep.
And, you know, this is something now that even the state government
has picked up on and getting involved with in this expanded push for tourism, I feel like, lately.
Yeah.
We have those signs on 95 now, like Pizza Capital of the U.S. and the Oyster Trail, the Wine Trail, all things to do like that. And I know earlier this year they launched a platform. I mean, I don't know if you are able to speak to this at all, but that platform that connects creators with small businesses, are you involved in that in any way? Like, what can you share?
I am, absolutely. The state is incredible about supporting their content creators and influencers. I don't know many other states that are doing this. And I think what's awesome about Connecticut is they're supporting the content creators that are, you know, living in Connecticut. I know some other states will work with creators that live in surrounding states or things like that. But I think Connecticut and the tourism office there has done such an incredible job of supporting the influencers, you know, that are based here. So they created essentially this database or dashboard where creators can essentially have profiles on there, and small businesses, restaurants, you know, things like that can go to this portal and kind of find, you know, influencers that are a good fit for them. And, you know, you can put in your pricing, your demographics, and all these types of things. And it's really kind of a centralized spot for people. I think the state has heard from small businesses that they, you know, are interested in influencer marketing, but they don't know how to get into it, and they don't know where to find people. And, you know, not everybody has the resources to hire, you know, a PR team or, you know, an agency to help them with that. So the state has created this dashboard to kind of connect the small businesses and influencers. And they also hold events throughout the year. There's actually one coming up on June 8th in Old Saybrook, where they kind of host, you know, panels and networking opportunities that bring together small businesses and influencers. And I think what I love about it is those small businesses. It's, you know, the people that need kind of this support the most. It's not brands with these huge marketing budgets. It's really like, you know, kind of people in the community. And it, you know, that's one thing I love about it, is I feel like when I work with these businesses that I meet at these events, I'm really like making an impact on their business. And it's really fulfilling for me. And I just love that the state is you know, supporting their content creators and the small businesses across the state.
And there's way more to the conversation, including specific recommendations from Haley on local summer fun. Visit WSHU.org to check it out. For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, stream online, or download the free WSHU app. And for even more from this station, check us out on Instagram. We are at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll speak tomorrow.